and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about how to correctly interpret reality. We live in a world. Different things happen inside us, around us. We interpret them. And today on our show, we'd like to understand how does the mechanism of interpretation work in us, and maybe how can we use it in a better way. Yeah, there's reality, there are facts, and there's our interpretation, the story we tell ourselves about reality, and our attitude toward reality, our interpretation, can determine whether we'll be stuck in thoughts that will not advance us, or that we can use them for the better, in a positive, beneficial way. And so today it's very common that we're advised to choose a constructive, advancing interpretation. For example, a friend didn't reply to my email. I can think, she doesn't like me, she doesn't care about me. We're separated. Or I can think about something more constructive, maybe she has some problem with her phone, I'll try to contact her again. Or if I failed in something, I can think I'm a failure, I shouldn't try again. Or I can build a different story. Maybe I can learn something from this, try something new, and so on. Meaning, the commentary that a person gives to what happens to him is really crucial to his success in life, well-being. So what we'd like to ask is, why do we have the tendency to interpret reality in a negative way? Whatever happens, we think that it's against us, that something's wrong about me, I can't do it. Where does this inclination to see things this way come from? Dr. Lightman, we're living in a hostile world. I'm not living in a village, and I'm not a farmer or a herdsman, but then I go out in the morning or in the evening with my flock and everything's fine, and I feel nature and everything's blooming and nice and birds, but I live in a different kind of jungle. And I feel that here you have police and here you can get a fine. And here you have problems and troubles, and here there are managers, and here I can cross, and here I can't. And a thousand different things that are pressuring me all the time. I don't feel myself free, like I am in nature, that I have no complaints against nature, that it's nature, you know, it's like a mother. And the people around me, what they show me is that something's wrong as if about me. I take up space. I'm not behaving like I should. I took someone's place. I didn't behave properly. This, that. Meaning the society that I'm in wants to show me that I'm a disturbance in one way or another. And it's true because I take up space, I need attention, and so on and so forth. And this is how everyone else is too. So it all depends on the measure to which we have the right relationships between us. And what are correct relationships? What is our correct attitude toward each other? That I accept everyone, all people, in a preferable way. First of all, that this is a given. And I'm not trying to erase it. I'm not going to try and nuke them or something. But I have to behave properly toward them, integrate with them, live with them, and as well off as they will be, so will I. There has to be some kind of a correct human system here that teaches us what does society want from us and what can we demand from society. Contribute and demand. Therefore, the main thing is that the way we interpret reality depends on the way that we interpret our environment. And here I have to understand that I'm in an egoistic society, that everyone's an egoist. Everyone wants to swallow the entire world and make them his slaves. And because that person has no choice, then all in all, he's willing to restrict himself. Now tell me, if by character, I'm like Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that everything's mine, and everyone has to behave the way I feel like. Before I do or make some sign, everyone already understands and does it. This is our ego, that it is king of the world. So if my ego demands that of the entire world, and in return, I have to all the time diminish myself, restrict myself, and to accept others as they are, and not to respond like a king responds. So see the kinds of frustrations that I'm in every moment. It's terrible. I have really hard work to do here with myself. What do I do? Nothing you can do. The more we advance in this horrific human society that's pressuring everyone all the time, showing everyone that even though that you're as if king of the world, but for us, you're the zero of zeros. So if a person gets this kind of response from the world, how can he treat the world favorably, nicely? How can he agree with the world? Meaning, inside, and this is something that exists in everyone, there is a kind of grudge against all of reality, against the entire world, that he doesn't want to interpret the world correctly, because it's really hard. But he somehow starts to reach some kind of consent, 50-50 or however it turns out. But because I have no choice, I agree for things to be one way or another. But on the inside, he remains with the same calculation. I deserve 100% and I'm getting zero. And even less because I have to serve them and restrict myself. Tal. So a person that negatively interprets the attitude, the environment's attitude towards him, he's actually a realist? Dr. Lightman. He's true. He's real. Tal. And wouldn't you advise him to choose a more positive commentary? Dr. Lightman. Won't help. It's nature talking in him. Where are all of our illnesses from, eruptions? And now it's becoming even more evident in the younger generation that no one wants to get married. And in general, everyone gets drunk, use drugs. Where does that come from? A person wants to escape reality because this reality is against his nature. So if you want to teach someone how to correctly interpret reality, it's not necessarily to tell myself a story that I'll feel pleasant with. Dr. Lightman, how could it be pleasant? I'm a realistic person. Tal, sometimes there are pleasant states in life, relationships between people. Dr. Lightman, this is after we folded, after we compensated for something, but it doesn't always work. Usually it's the opposite. Owen, suppose something happens. Suddenly, you can relate to it in one way or another. Your attitude toward that thing that happened can make you feel good or feel really bad. Not what happened, but your interpretation. This is what we mean by interpreting reality in a way that's good for you or that does not advance you. What is the most important thing for a person to learn in order to start interpreting what is happening to him correctly? Dr. Lightman, correctly or that I'll feel good? That I'll feel good, like when I'm drunk? Oh, no, of course not. In a way that will advance me as a person, as a human being, Dr. Lightman. Then I won't feel good. I won't. Owen, okay, let's replace the word good with the word correct. How to correctly interpret whatever happens. The first thing you can teach me, Dr. Lightman, that all of nature is egoistic and that we're all in a struggle of how to feel better at the expense of others. Oh, and when something happens, this is what I have to remind myself about? Dr. Lightman, maybe? Owen, suppose you studied in the university and you flunked a test. You invested a year, two, I don't know, and you flunked. Now you can tell yourself, look, I'm a failure. And you did your best. You can say, I'm a failure, or you can say, maybe this profession is not for me. And it's a sign that life's giving me that I have to move to something else. So these are two examples, something that suppresses your development or something that enhances it. How to relate to everything that happens in a better, more favorable way? What do I have to know? Dr. Lightman, you have to be in an expert point of criticism, of scrutiny, that will be above all states, and you have to take into account what will you get out of this and what will you get out of that, and to also understand that to demand of society, from the environment, what you want according to your character won't work, and also to completely bend toward the environment you can't either, because then you won't realize yourself at all, and so you're looking for some kind of compromise. Owen, you mentioned like this expert point where you're like in this point of scrutiny, and I felt that I'm like a drone, a bit disconnecting from my emotional state, that I failed and so on, and I as if look at everything a bit from the outside in, analyzing, as if I'm not myself. It's like I invited some expert to help me analyze the situation and how can I advance from it. Is this an ability that a person can develop to a bit look at things, Dr. Lightman? Depends on the environment. If this is what the environment does, if this is what he's taught, then he can do that too. But it's not a psychological matter. It's not something that you learn. It's a person's approach to life that doesn't depend on understanding life, but understanding human nature, which isn't one and the same. Owen, you mentioned twice that the most important thing to understand is human nature. How's that related to the situation? Dr. Lightman, we're talking about a person who wants to get something from the world. Yeah. And then when he gets it, he scrutinizes it and he has to think and decide, what does he do next? So we have to talk about human nature, or? Oh, and of course. And when a person starts understanding, studies his nature, this can advance him toward this new approach to life, Dr. Lightman. Yeah? Because maybe the problem isn't about the world and something that he can't change, or in society, which is something that he can't change, but about him, that this is something that he can do because maybe he is boss over himself. Tal, this is exactly what we wanted to learn, how to change our attitude toward what happens in order to really be able to advance. One of the things that happen when something unpleasant happens is a person starts asking, why me? Why did it happen to me? He kind of feels like a victim of reality. So what questions can a person ask himself in order to advance from this point of helplessness? What do we have to ask ourselves? Dr. Lightman, talking as someone who's engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we have to understand that here we're living in a completely different world than the one that we see. And the way we see the world is the way we see ourselves, how we project our qualities, our traits onto the world. And this is why the world seems to us the way it does. Oh, and this is interesting, Dr. Lightman. It's perception of reality. The world has no shape. The shape in which the world, the form in which the world's depicted in me, depends on my qualities. And if I change my qualities, my basic fundamental qualities, by that I change the world. Meaning the picture that I see. It's like with a computer. If you put new data into it, then the same picture you saw on the computer screen with trees and water and sand, instead of that, you see maybe not something completely different, but you add sun, birds, and so on. Meaning it all depends on your qualities, how you program the world. The world itself has no shape. It's really like in a computer. And you, with your qualities, can really play like on a keyboard. And by that, to form, to shape the picture of the world. This is the true, correct education. And this is the correct interpretation to the perception of reality. I have to understand that reality does not exist. But what exists is my ability to correctly depict reality. The correct depictions that make up reality are called spiritual degrees. And each and every depiction that I can depict, and the more I can advance in these depictions, this means that I cross from one perception of the world to a perception of a higher, more exalted world. And this way, I'm in a state where reality isn't the way it's depicted to me now. It's depicted in me now. But reality is what I determine about how I want to be. By this, I realize my free choice. Freely choosing the environment in which I want to exist. Tal, I saw this saying that reality isn't happening to you, but for you. It's like offering people to think that reality is happening all the time in order to advance you. Do you agree with this saying? Dr. Lightman, reality exists for a person when it awakens, appears in him. From that reality, from that, let's call it computer, that exists in a reality, in order to give a person the option to express his attitude toward the reality that's shown to him and to give him the ability to change reality, to change what we call the screen, the masach. Tal. So, previously we asked, what questions does a person have to ask himself when he gets a negative feedback from his reality? What does he have to say? How to interpret it? It could be an illness, failure, it could be different things. Dr. Lightman, if I get a negative feedback from reality, it means that I'm guessing reality incorrectly. Oh, and what do you mean, Dr. Lightman? I'm not reading it correctly. I'm not connecting reality with the force that's immersed in it and myself, because reality, all in all, is the measure of connection, of my connection with the inner force of nature. We call it Creator. And reality is in between. It's a kind of screen on which I see different forms. The forms that I see that exist between myself and the Creator are only in order to bring me to a more and more advanced and correct attitude, that I equalize myself more and more with that force. And this is how I read reality. So reality in and of itself isn't real. There's only the adapter, the connector between myself and the upper force. Owen, with this amazing concept, I'd like to try and practically understand in terms of a person's attitude and the commentary that he gives or interpretation that he gives to life, to reality. Suppose something negative happened. Could be an illness, failure, something negative. I feel it. Next step. Dr. Layton, sorry, I didn't understand you. Oh, and something negative happened. Could be like a serious illness or a small failure. Something that I feel as something bad. The first step that I have to take in order to correctly interpret reality, Dr. Layton, to tie, to connect what happened to you in emotion and understanding with that force that's creating your reality. And then what? I connected it, I understand that it comes from Dr. Lightman, from him. And his goal is to bring me to equivalence of form with him, for us to feel and understand each other, that I won't have any imaginations, but that I will acknowledge this force. Meaning, this reality comes to teach me how far I still am from him, and that I'm not grasping, perceiving him correctly. He is the good that does good. And I see reality as something bad that harms me all the time. So how do I change? This is what it's about. How do I advance myself to see the true, correct reality? There's just one thing that I can do. I can't change reality itself. In the simplest way, you know, to switch screens and see something else. I can't change that force. So how do I change myself? Up to the point where I see that reality is whole and perfect. This is what it's about. Oren, so my commentary, what's the right, useful, advancing, developing interpretation to what happens, Dr. Lightman, that the world is all good, constantly presenting to me a negative picture of my inner reality, showing me how corrupted I am on the inside? Oh, and what is this inner corruption, Dr. Lightman? Suppose I have a car, and now in front of me I see a road that's all ups and downs and twists and turns and hills and bumps and whatnot. Terrible. I see it this way because my car is broken. Once I correct my car, I fix it. I see that before me there is a broad road, no problems, no turns, no nothing. Meaning, the world, the way I see it, it depends only on my qualities. I depict the world by my own qualities. Owen, and previously when you mentioned correction and corruption, what do I actually have to look for that's corrupted in me, and what do I have to correct for this picture to change? What is what? What exactly is that corrupted thing inside of me that makes these corrupted pictures, and what do I have to correct inside myself in order to get good pictures? What does it mean? Correction and corruption. Simply put, either I love myself or I love the other person. Oh, and what does it have to do with the pictures of reality that I experience, Dr. Lightman? It has to do with my perception of reality. I can't exactly explain it, but if you're asking what's the principle, the on-off switch, this is it. Oren, what's the connection, the relation between my attitude towards someone else and the interpretation that I give to the reality that I see? Dr. Lightman, how you interpret reality, either that it is to the benefit of your own ego or to the benefit of others. Tal, suppose someone hurt me, did something bad to me, so my egoistic interpretation is that I'm mad, that he did something wrong. How do I interpret that more correctly, Dr. Lightman? This work. But eventually you will see that the entire world is good. You will see the entire world in a way where you will understand. You'll feel and see that there's nothing bad in the world. And all the horror that you see, with all the people that did such terrible things and killed each other and so on, you won't believe me, but you will feel that they do not exist, that everything's included in that good force. Owen, according to this perception, our entire reality is the way we interpret it. There is no reality in and of itself, good or bad things, but how I interpret it, Dr. Lightman. True, and therefore, you call this talk to correctly interpret reality. Correctly correct yourself, and then you will have the true interpretation of reality. Oh, and in order to wrap all of this up, which is very deep, let's go back to the bad picture. God forbid a person is seriously ill or he failed in something. Something big, something small, doesn't matter. The first thing you said in order to reach the correct interpretation is to tie everything that happens with the inner force of nature that creates this entire reality for you, and that this is a good force. What's the next step? Dr. Lightman, that you see this good as something bad because you're corrupted. It's because your qualities are bad and corrupt, and that's why you see it that way. Anyone who sees flaws in others, it's because of his own flaws. Oh, and the next step, Dr. Lightman, to the measure to which you start correcting yourself, all the bad turns into good, and then you see that there was never something bad or could be something bad in the world. Oh, and what I have to correct inside myself is my attitude toward others. Like you said, either you love only yourself or you love the other person. Dr. Lightman, yes. Oh, and that this is the key, the switch that shifts me from bad to good pictures. Dr. Lightman, that's why love your neighbor as yourself is the basic rule of everything. Through love toward others, we reach loving the world, and everything falls beautifully and correctly into place, and then you will interpret all of reality correctly. Oh, and no matter what happens to a person, he has to look for how to increase his love towards others. Dr. Lightman, yes, this is the remedy for all bad states. As unrealistic as it might sound or seem. Good luck. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. All the best.